What's up, family? Good morning. Shalom. Shalom. Hallelujah. It's your brother, Elishima. I just want to apologize first and foremost for the long time away from my podcast. I know I have a lot of friends, strangers that listen to my podcast, that sent me messages thanking me. I've been going through some persecution, legal persecution. I have people that are falsely accusing me, and they actually brought up my podcast. I had to take this matter to a lawyer, and the lawyer said that my podcasts are perfectly fine. We have the freedom of speech. We also have the freedom to pursue religion. So I didn't know, you know, whether I should stop or what to do. So I had to get legal advice. And, you know, when you spread the word, when you talk about the Most High, you're going to get persecuted. It comes with the territory. Now, think about this. This is a country of religious freedom. There are parents, there are people out there that take their children to a building that's called the Church of Satan. And it's perfectly fine for them to do so. This is the country that we live in. It's a freedom. You have the freedom to believe in anything that you want. So I was being persecuted for allegedly pushing my religious beliefs to my daughter when my social media account proves otherwise. If you look at my social media, I actually give my daughter the opportunity to pursue what she wants. I tell her what I believe in, but then I also make it clear to her that when she becomes of age and she becomes married, by our custom, it's between her and her husband, and also by the law. You know, when she's 18, she becomes an adult, and she could pursue whatever religious freedom that she wants. And I make it clear to that to her. My job is to just show her my way, my beliefs. Never push it up on her, but show her. A perfect example is the head covering. My wife covers her head. Now, this is something that I did not ask my wife to do. She did it on her own. If you go through my social media accounts, family, you will see that my daughter does not wear a head covering at all. Sometimes she does, and it's because she chooses to. I don't know why, out of nowhere, she just, okay, I want to wear this, the scarf. I'm like, oh, okay, and she chooses to. Other times, I never, because we're not to force anything upon anybody. You're not supposed to force people to do something. I was accused of belonging to some type of cult. I don't even know what kind of cult. Like, I don't even belong to any organization. I don't go to any physical building to worship the Most High. I follow the word. That's all I do. I follow the word. And the word says that we are the temple. We are the temple of Yah. So when I worship within. You see that? I don't go to a building or so-called church to express my beliefs and just worship and praise the Most High. I like being outside. And this is all in accordance with scripture. So I'm just following the word. And, you know, to be persecuted for this, wrongly accused, it really hurt me. You know, it didn't get me angry because I'm not a person to become angry. I get disappointed when people do things to me when I don't deserve it. I get disappointed, really disappointed, sad. I don't get angry, but I leave it unto the Most High. I don't do anything out of revenge. I pray to Him, and He gives me the word. He gives me, which comes like in a form of a thought. And I meditate on that thought. I compare it to like scripture to see. I test it every angle, and I just keep it moving. And that's what we have to do, family, because the Messiah said Himself that we will be persecuted for Him. And that is what is going on with my life right now. I am being persecuted for preaching when my persecutors themselves are also preachers and pastors or whatever they want to call themselves, whatever title. I just call myself brother. I'm not a preacher. I don't call myself an evangelist. I don't call myself nothing. According to the word, we are a bride. We have different parts. We are one body with different parts. Now, if they want to identify themselves as not being part of this body that I am, then that's their belief. They have every right to pursue their religious beliefs, and I am not going to persecute them on that. I am just going to preach on what I believe and my interpretation of the scriptures. I don't say, tell people that they're going to hell either. As a matter of fact, I defend the sinners when religious people tell them that they're going to hell, because they are placing judgment. That is what you call judgment. When you preach the word and say you're supposed to do this, you're supposed to do that, that is not judging. The word itself is judging you. But when you go and you say you're going to hell if you don't do this, you're going to hell if you don't do that, I believe that is judging. I could be wrong, and if I am, email me and provide me with scripture. But the scripture does say, and early on in the book of, I believe it's either Genesis or Exodus, I don't know, I should have this memorized, that he will have mercy upon whom he will have mercy. That's what the word says. So if the Most High wants to save somebody that did not believe in him but had a good heart, if he wants to have mercy on that person, who are we to tell him otherwise? That is what I believe. It does say that he who calls upon his name shall be saved. Yes, that is for the people that will call upon his name. But if you notice that immediately after that scripture, it doesn't say like whoever doesn't call upon his name will be in eternal damnation. It does talk about eternal damnation and what happens to people that go towards eternal damnation. The liars, adulterers, all type of people. But who hasn't lied? Who hasn't committed adultery once in their heart? We are all sinners, family. We are all sinners, and we all need mercy. We all need grace. But you see, what I preach that really, I guess, disturbs people or annoys people or angers people, I don't know what it is, but what I preach is that, yes, we are living in an age of grace. However, it does not mean that his word is done away with. What is the word? The word is every word that came out of the mouth of the Most High from the beginning to the end. That is the word. His word will never pass away. So the laws, which was a mistranslation, which actually means Torah, his Torah is not done away with. What is the Torah? It is the first five books of the Bible, from Genesis to Deuteronomy. This is what the Jewish people believe in, the Torah. So technically, being persecuted for being a Torah observing, for following the Torah in this country of the United States, that is borderline anti-Semitism. For being persecuted for covering one's hair could be seen as discrimination. So we got to be careful how what we say and how we speak upon people. And if we look at movies, if we look at pictures, if we look even in the stories, the woman, holy woman of old, would cover their hair. Whether it was a custom or not, or a commandment, they used to do this back then. You know? So I believe that no matter what you do, you're going to get persecuted. It doesn't matter what you do, whether you believe in grace, whether you believe the Torah still stands. If you are preaching about something or anything, somebody is going to find it offensive. It's going to annoy somebody. But are you to stop preaching? Are you to stop expressing your beliefs? Of course not. And that is a reason why I'm sort of disappointed in myself to stop, you know, doing my podcast. But I was thinking about my daughter. I wasn't sure whether expressing my religious beliefs, no matter how crazy they are, whether I believe that, you know, we all need repentance, because I got persecuted because of that. I was, you know, there's actual court documentation saying that I'm telling the world that they need to repent. I mean, if I could believe in that, and somebody else believes that that a tree is God, why should I be persecuted? There's people that believe the universe is God. There's people believe that there is no God. If you believe in an imaginary person in the sky, you're just as crazy as I am. Okay? Think about it. You yourself believe something that is not seen, you're crazy. According, technically, you know, if you want to look at your beliefs as well. Now, whether I'm more specific, that's just me. But if you have any type of belief in something invisible that exists, you're in the same boat that I am. So why persecute me over it when you yourself have such beliefs? I'm just more confident in my beliefs. That's all. I am just more spiritual. If I believe in spirits, that's me. This is something that is a belief from times of old. Look at Egyptian history. Look at Greek history. They believed in gods and demigods. Now, this is information that was carved onto walls that at one point almost the whole world believed in these things. So for me to be persecuted, and you know what? I believe, honestly, there's going to come a time where their beliefs and my beliefs and everybody's beliefs are going to be persecuted, but not by each other, but by the government, because that is what it's leading towards. Because if you look at the bills that are being passed in the state of California, now these are facts. This is not a conspiracy theory. These are facts. In the state of California, they are banning the Bible. Okay? So instead of looking at me as an enemy because of how I interpret the Bible, at least I'm reading the Bible. It's the same Bible as you. King James Version, right? Or whatever version. It's the same word. The word became flesh, right? He died for three days and he came back. And he is who our salvation comes from. Actually, it's from God. God is our Savior, family. This is something that I just started learning. The word, the name Yahusha, means God is salvation. God saves. So it is really God that saved us by sending his begotten son. Yes, Jesus did the saving, but it was God that so loved the world that gave his only begotten son. This is information that I've been thinking about for a long time. And, you know, we have to, family, look at the real enemy. The real enemy does not want the body of Christ to come together. There will always be misunderstandings. There will always be differences. You're going to have that even within the same church. People are not going to agree on scripture or the way that you should do things. But the love that we have for God, our belief in that there was a Messiah, a man who died on a stake or on a cross, a man who died, who gave up his life for us. If we believe in that, that belief alone should be stronger than the differences. And it's unfortunate that it's not only with my case. I've spoken to other brothers and sisters. You know, they go through similar situations. And it's very unfortunate. And it's because, you know, early on, a lot of times families, you know, just split. And it happens. But we are called to live in peace. You see? We are called to still be one body. Even though we are separate, we are still part of the same body. And I wish that, you know, people could understand that what the enemy is trying to do is trying to divide us, trying to get us stressed out, trying to get us to go against each other, to be angry, so that when it's time to pray, we're just too angry, so that when we're walking across a homeless person, we're just too preoccupied and distracted with these thoughts of the flesh. You know, thinking about other things when we should be thinking about how can we advance the gospel. And, you know, I'm not perfect either. But I do realize that I am so much better at recognizing evil thoughts. And I'm getting better and better each day. Every single day, family, there is a plan against you. And I believe this, and I'm going to stand by this, whether this is considered crazy or not. And it's not considered crazy because right now, the Church of Satan has been approved as an official church. They could actually file for attacks. They could actually fill out the form for as a 501c3 nonprofit organization. See where we're headed here? So if they have the freedom to pursue such belief that, you know, Satan, a man named Satan, is a god, and they could teach their children that, I could teach my daughter that the laws of our same God are not done away with. Imagine if it was me attending this Church of Satan. I have every legal right to attend this church if I wanted to. And that would be so much worse. That is what you would consider an enemy. A spiritual enemy or whatever. But to me, I don't consider nobody my enemy, only evil itself. And what is evil? Negative emotions, negative thinking, anything that has to do with negativity that doesn't come from peace, doesn't come from love. So I don't look at a person and say they are my enemy. I look at the anger that is in them. I look at the frustration and anger itself as an enemy, not the person. Because we all go through at least 1 second of anger, a thought of anger. So, you know, if we're going to hate somebody because they're angry or because they disagree, then we might as well hate everybody, because everybody at one point is going to disagree. Everybody at one point is going to be angry. So we got to take a look at the real enemy. And we got to understand that peace and love is what comes from the Most High. Peace and love. If it's not with peace and love, it does not come from Him. And even on to this day, family, I extend my hand in peace to everybody. I forgive people that have hurt me. You know, I pray that the people that I have hurt in the past, forgive me. The people that I have hurt now, forgive me. Because, you know, there are times where we say things that we don't mean, that we don't think. And it might hurt somebody. You don't think it might hurt somebody, and you might still believe that doesn't hurt you. But if that person tells you, like, you know, I was hurt, then you should say sorry. Like, I speak to this with my wife sometimes. Sometimes she says things, and I'm like, listen, I don't agree with you. I'm really sorry. And she goes, and she tells me, oh, well, I don't think I'm wrong in this. And I tell her, like, hey, whether you don't think it's wrong or not, I feel like, you know, I was offended. I feel a little bit hurt. And then because of that, I feel like you should at least apologize and try not to do it, because it's hurting me. I'm not saying hurting me like, oh, you know, sentimental, but even a little bit of hurt is still hurt. And she's getting better. I'm teaching my wife. This is the role of a husband, is to lead their wife. We are the spiritual leaders of our family, the head of the household. We are the leaders. And she's doing a great job, you know, from when she first started believing in God. She's doing a great job, and I praise my wife for that, for the humongous change that she did. You don't understand, family. She was a Wiccan. When I first met her, we didn't talk about God. You know, I always kept them in my heart. I prayed in my head, but at that time in my life, like, I wasn't really searching out for Him. I was a little bit rebellious. And she was a Wiccan. And she believed that the universe was God and whatnot. Her mother is a Wiccan. I'm not sure if she knew how to do the cards, the tarot. So that's like white magic. So she did a form of magic. And, you know, her story is amazing, how she, like, made a bet with God and she lost. Like, we have it on YouTube. And the 360 that she did is, like, it even inspires me to this day, that anyone can change. Family, anyone can change. So the whole point of this podcast that I wanted to do coming back is to remind people that no matter what your beliefs are, you will get persecuted. even within your own family, your mother, your brother, your sister, your cousin, your own kids, anybody, they're not going to agree all the time with what you agree. But at the minimum, we have to at least respect each other's beliefs and allow each other to pursue religious freedom and not persecute each other, because the world is already persecuting us. The people that do not believe in anything are already persecuting us. And as you can see, what's going on now, the bills that are getting passed, and what's going on in other countries, Christians are being really persecuted. That is real persecution. While we're here, everyone saying, oh, we're being persecuted by, you know, our own people. This is not persecution. You know, there are countries where if you get caught outside with a Bible, they'll stone you. That is real persecution. And that is spreading like wildfire. There are churches that are getting shoot up. There are Christians that are getting beat to death and killed. And it's spreading across the world. Now, how long before it comes here? I'm praying that it doesn't. I'm praying that our president, I'm praying for our president, that the Most High uses him for his will. I'm praying that we don't become like such country. This is what makes America great, is our the ability to pursue religious freedom. So that's why I'm not mad that there is a Church of Satan out there. Why? Because if there is a Church of Satan, then we have every right to have a church for Yahuwah. If they have a right, we have a right. If we have a right to praise God, praise the Most High without being bothered and respected, they have a right to do that as well. And this is what makes America great. So we need to stop the persecution, and we need to start loving each other, because love and peace is the answer, family. And until we understand that, we're going to continue to fight each other. We're going to continue focusing on our differences. And there's no time for that. Life is so short, family. It really is. This is your brother, family. Check me out on social media, brother.elishima. My accounts are public because I have nothing to hide, because I want the truth to spread. You could take a video of mine and persecute me for one video, but understand I have hundreds of more videos talking about peace and love and forgiveness. So if you're going to take one video, make sure that you also show the video of me feeding the homeless, talking to the homeless, and preaching about forgiveness. Don't just show a video of me asking somebody why I'm going to hell, because I'm being persecuted for that, family, as well. I saw somebody in New York City. He had a sign. I went up to him. My brother, you know, like, I believe Yeshua is his name too. That's awesome. He looked at my beard. He looked at my corta. I was wearing a corta. He judged me based on my outer appearance. And he goes, my brother, I'm sorry, he didn't say my brother. He said, you need Jesus or you're going to hell. And I looked at him like, what? I'm like, what makes you think that I don't have Jesus? And then he looked down on my corta again, not knowing and realizing that while Jesus was around, even Jesus wore a long robe down to this floor, to the floor. You can see that in pictures now. That's why I don't understand why I get persecuted by the way how I dress. If we were in the 1700s and you came outside wearing a tie and jeans with your shirt tucked in, people will persecute you. So if you're going to persecute me for having a beard, all the prophets had beards. If you go to a prophet of old, shaven, they're going to think you're what's called a heathen. A heathen is somebody that doesn't believe in the Abrahamic God, that's not from Christian, Judaism, or Islamic God, if it's not their God. That's what is considered a heathen, according to Wikipedia and according to the dictionary. And according to the Bible, a heathen is a foreigner, basically. Someone who doesn't belong to spiritual Israel, physical Israel. So think about that. If you were cut and pasted into the first century, walking around with your shirt tucked in, you know, showing your butt and showing your private part. I mean, not physically showing it, but I at least exposed a little bit, and fully shaven, and preaching about God, they're going to look at you like, who are you? So for me to be persecuted on the way I looked, I was really disappointed. And I got falsely accused also for screaming. If you look at the video, I wasn't even screaming. I actually had my headphones on. Maybe I was talking loud, but I definitely wasn't screaming. There's no point to scream. There's no reason to scream. The truth is this truth. The screaming is done a lot in Pentecostal churches and charismatic movements, that where they believe that the more you scream, the holier you are, I guess. I'm not sure, but these are facts. If you look at a charismatic church, if you look at their videos, they it's very emotional. I don't need to be emotional to speak the truth. The truth will always be the truth, no matter if you scream or talk in a silent, still voice. So family, I hope you have a blessed day. Blessed be your day. Hallelujah. Remember, through any season, all season, because seasons come and go, but the season that must remain is the season of praise and worship. Always worship and praise the Most High no matter what. This is your brother Elishama. I will be putting out more podcasts. Once again, forgive me for the long time away, but now I got the go-ahead from a lawyer where I am allowed to pursue my religious beliefs, and I do have the right to broadcast my beliefs. I am not condemning anybody. This is not a conspiracy theory podcast. This is more of a religious and spiritual, inspirational podcast. And I hope this touches somebody. And I pray that we all come together and as one body and love the Messiah and love Yahuwah who sent the Messiah, and love each other because we are one body, family. Hallelujah.